Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever it is you may be. This is Michelle Manders, Palace of Peace Talk Radio, broadcasting from Johannesburg. And I am joined by my co-host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, who is in Cary, North Carolina. Faith, hi.
Hi. Good to hear your voice, Michelle. It's always good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm great, thanks. Enjoying summer and my summer sports and being in nature. Oh, very reviving for me.
So wonderful. I'm just seeing now, sorry, I sounded a little bit distracted there. Our audio didn't start up, so I just hope that Blog Talk Radio is not having any technical problems, and I hope that everyone can hear us. So welcome to all our listeners for another installment of Light Within the Dark. And today we're going to be looking at the purpose behind facing our darkness, in other words, our shadow. And Faith and I were chatting a bit about the topic before we went live, and it's another diverse, actually, a subject, actually, with so many different dimensions and aspects to it. And the one thing that I also just want to quickly make note of while we're here at the beginning of the show, also something else that I've been discussing with Faith, is when the information I present it or when I speak about it, my way of presenting is quite different to Faith, but Faith has this amazing knack to just put it into such simple terms. So, Faith, in your magic way, how would you describe to our listeners the purpose behind facing our darkness and shadow in the most simple way possible before I go and now elaborate it and make it sound really complicated?
Well, I love how you describe things, because I love that bigger concept, and then I kind of translate it for my own ways. For me and how I've best worked it, it's the things that darkness are those little things that I don't think highly of myself about, that I'm aware of, let alone the things that are in my subconscious. So the things that I'm aware of is all I can deal with in the moment. And it's usually those little gremlin voices and those little negative things that haunt you, that keep you from really living life at its full. For example, if you think about your life right now and what gives you the most stress, and just keeps you stressed out. You know, your calendar, your week, your day, you're basically looking at just getting through things. If I can just get through this one thing, then everything will be fine. And that's really not how it works. It's all that chaos. Addressing those things and those little inner discussions is what is necessary to get into the more light side of yourself or a positive life. It's getting into that inner peace mode by addressing that dark side, really embracing those little things you tell yourself that you think are real. Without doing that, it's been my direct experience, and it's really come to a beautiful fruition this year, is you start to look at living at life here as remembering that you came here to experience the beautiful aspects of living here. And you start to think about honoring your time here and getting excited about what you came here to experience and do and create and manifest. So for me, looking at the dark side of ourselves is really taking the time to see where we're limiting ourselves, or we're thinking we're not good enough, we're not smart enough. As a woman, the things that go through our minds, I'm not smart enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not, you know, beautiful enough for a man to love me, I can never do this, I've been at home as a mother too long, all of these things that are just simply not true. That's looking at those aspects of ourselves, or a man, I would imagine, thinks that they aren't making enough money for their families, or they're not ever going to attract the woman they want because they don't look the right part. Whatever those things are, those traps are absolutely crucial in addressing, because those are the things that are really holding us back. It's not creating a false skin of whatever that thing is to help us feel better. That's a false light. It's really not who we are. It's that part of us that is asking us to look at, to say, where is your beauty? What is it that is the truth of it? And that really holds us back, and it causes us to take actions that can oftentimes make the situation far worse, because you're staying in that drama and not being able to see the higher solutions if you're stuck in that drama. It just keeps that vicious cycle going. It may not be as net as I would like it to have answered that, but being on the heels of closing the phase one of the Middle East project that we just did, as it relates to really the Alpha, the Omega, stepping into our own light, our own new beginnings, is really where I'm feeling that truth of that dark side of us. So what do you think about that as a start?
Well, Faith, it's actually amazing, because I knew I needed to get you to just open this flow, because what you are also speaking about is something else I wanted to include in today's broadcast, and that is good old Goddess Venus, who is getting ready to station retrograde. And what you were speaking about right now has got so much of the Venus retrograde, or Venus's energy within it. So, you know, Venus is going to station retrograde in Virgo. So when we look at Venus being symbolic of love, how we love, how we give love, how we receive love, how we define love, what we expect love to look like. These are all the things that Goddess Venus represents within us, and the constellation that she's in shows us how she expresses that. So the how she expresses love is determined by the constellation she's in. So your Venus in your chart, and the constellation that it's in, would then give you the blueprint of how it is that Venus functions through you, how you love, how you give it, receive it, define it, what you expect from it, where you sabotage yourself with regards to it. So the process of facing our darkness and facing our shadow has been a theme for a very long time already, because we have had to deal with so many retrograde planets the last couple of months. I mean, we dealt with Jupiter retrograde in Leo, and Saturn is still retrograde in Scorpio. We had Mercury retrograde just the other day. Now Venus is going retrograde. So what this is telling us is we need to stop and we need to re-look at these different areas of our lives. It is asking us to reflect on the past. It might be that we need to reflect on the future in order to understand why letting the past go is such an important process. So when there are cosmic bodies like the great planetary spirits who are in collaboration and communication with all these other systems of light surrounding it and our planet, our tiny, tiny little planet, being one aspect of that, surely that must say to you that there is a reason why we need to reflect on the past, past issues, past whatever it may be. And right now, Saturn has given us the opportunity, and this is one of the great gifts that my core team has extracted from this this Middle East Phase 1 and Hungary and Romania Phase 2 project, and all the periphery guardians. And by that I mean everyone who partook in the project. Saturn in Scorpio has gifted us with this opportunity to, or gifted us with the opportunity to reach into the depths of our subconscious and extract parts of ourselves that were lacking forgiveness, lacking love, lacking acknowledgement, or rather responsibility from ourselves. And in going into that subconscious place, into that deep seething anger, fear, whatever it may have been, we've been able to now open to these vast dimensions of what our true self is, because we are no longer weighed down by those subconscious issues that became, were basically shoved in, because at whatever time the issue unfolded, we were either not ready to deal with it, didn't know how to deal with it, or it was so traumatic it was completely blanked out. Now, that is like you've always said, Faith, when you speak about that recording that keeps on going on in the background, that tape that keeps on playing. You've spoken about that before. So that is the tape that's going on behind the scenes, that energy and information that is playing out on a subconscious level, which then becomes the knee-jerk reaction in your physical conscious reality, and you find yourself doing dumbass shit because you think, where did that come from? You know, why did that happen again? And why am I doing the same dumb stuff over again? You know, and it's coming up to show us that there's something more to the issue, or there's something more for us to learn by going deeper into, explore and examine. And please note the words I'm using is explore, examine, not go and retire in that place in the past. You're taking a look, exploring what the deeper meaning of that issue may be. Now, a lot of people think that when the repetition of an issue arises, that it's the same thing, that it's the same issue, they thought they'd addressed it, and why is it raising its ugly head again? It is not the same issue. It's not the same level. It's a different layer of that issue. And the more you face the perceived shadow parts of yourself, the more you are going to discover about yourself. And the more you ask and pray for peace and harmony, the more you are going to have to make sure that everything that is magnetically aligned with the intention of peace and harmony is in actual fact aligned with the intention of peace and harmony. So where there's disharmony, it's going to be highlighted because it needs to be cleared out. Where there is imbalance and causing disruption and no peace, you need to understand what that is so that your intentions then become part of your reality. And a lot of people leave that part of the equation out. It's like trying to bake a cake and you don't put the raising agent in as one of the ingredients. Mm. Your cake is never going to rise. It can be a chocolate cake, but it's not going to be a chocolate cake, if you know what I mean.
So a chocolate hunk.
Exactly. So with the planets going retrograde, they're asking us, come look a little deeper. Come and venture just a little further into your own self. Saturn has taken us back in time to issues around abuse of power, abuse of sexual power, deep-seated sexuality issues, everything to do where there are restrictions around our ability to use our sexual power to transform our lives. It has taken us into those deep-seated, seething, painful aspects of ourselves where lack of forgiveness has maintained its icy grip around our throats, choking the life out of us. And I said, come, it's time to forgive those parts. It's time to let the light in, to rise from the ashes, be reborn. And Saturn is giving us that opportunity until September when he goes direct. So these are the timelines where we experience the most powerful healing, and also what Kutumi Agrippa is calling spontaneous healings, where just suddenly, out of nowhere, you realize, oh my gosh, the issue is not the issue it used to be, or a trigger will go, or a button will be pushed that would have usually triggered a negative reaction. Suddenly it's not triggering what it used to. These are the spontaneous healings that are happening because we are digging deeper and deeper into the subconscious. And the minute we pay attention to those subconscious issues, it shows its true self. And sometimes that actual final healing stage occurs in the higher realms with our higher self, and it bypasses the healing code straight to us, that we don't always have to go through these earth-shattering, debilitating, heart-wrenching, breaking processes that last for months and months on end. That kind of processing is very much old world paradigm. Not to say that, you know, there are issues that do not bring us to our knees. What I'm saying is it's not going to be a long, drawn-out process that never ends for months and years on end. We are in a state of fluid consciousness that is calling for us to adapt to every single moment, not attaching to any kind of fixed idea or concept of who we are and what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to act and what we are allowed or not allowed to say for fear of upsetting someone. That is also coming to an end, because as far as I am concerned, in terms of how I live my life and the people that I work with, faith included, it is a place of exploring and welcoming more and more of the new paradigm earth consciousness into my life, my being, my understanding of how the quantum world is shifting and changing, my contribution to it, and how, if I believe with every fiber of my being in benevolent outcomes, and if I believe in the words that Spirit give us, that we will inherit the earth. The meek, the innocent ones, the lamb is going to inherit the earth. We are those ones. So what that tells me is we are going to, we are succeeding. It's not a matter of going to. I apologize for saying that. We are succeeding. We are in the process of reclaiming the light of Mother Earth. We are in the process of taking back our power individually and collectively. And the way that we have done that, every single one of us, in terms of the people who I know personally and who I'm working with on a daily basis, the main thing is every one of us have faced our shadow. We are facing our dark side. We are facing all of these ugly parts of ourselves. Actually, I'm in the process of writing my newsletter as well. And in the newsletter and my closing message to the group for this project is we now need to, we must love the good, the bad, and the ugly parts of ourselves. Because in loving those parts to death, that is the new part of ourselves that self that then rises from the ashes. And that's Scorpio's gift. That's Saturn in Scorpio. Scorpio transforms. It is the phoenix rising from the ashes. And Saturn just represents the past. He represents fear, karma, everything that is outdated, ancient traditions, whatever they may be. It is a time of forgiveness and transformation, transforming our own sexual power as well, because our sexual power has been used as a number one tool against us to also keep people disempowered. So there's so many things that are unfolding for us on the planet right now, which is such a phenomenal experience. And with Venus about to go retrograde now, as I was saying earlier, we are now having to address love on a whole new level. Love for self. How it is perhaps that we have sabotaged our own efforts to fully embrace and love ourselves and accept ourselves. This is a stage of now where Venus, in her retrograde motion, is going to get us to love all of the imperfect parts of ourselves. She is going to show us that her energy wants to help us to purify what we think is imperfect, but very often our interpretation of an imperfection is misguided, because what we perceive as an imperfection in spirit's eyes is perfect. So when we come in as judge and jury and try and decide what is perfect and what is imperfect based on our imprinting, we are not perceiving that energy from a point of truth. It is an imprint. It's a program. So Venus is going to help us to relook the aspects of ourselves that criticize and reject us because we think that thing or that aspect or that characteristic is imperfect. And she's going to take us on 10 days through that journey before she then lands back in Leo, where she's now going to take us into the core of our heart chakra, where we need to now see how we stand center stage in the play of our life, and bringing to the stage our love for self, our recognition of self, acknowledging ourselves for all the good we do, our generous, warm, kind, loving hearts, acknowledging how we have risen above the lower ego and now standing in this new place. And that is a completely different way of absorbing the retrograde energies instead of worrying too much about what's happening in the external world and how, you know, we expect other people to recognize us, give us acknowledgement, be kind to us, be generous to us, but we don't do it to ourselves. That is projecting an ego-based need onto the external world and placing expectations on other people to approve of us just because we can't approve of ourselves. So by going it in a way, in this ask about face way, we're never going to get to the place where we feel loved and recognized and seen, because we're not seeing it for ourselves. And this mirror reflection of energy is now going to become increasingly intense, because as the grids grow, as we get closer to 2020 and these other very important key dates that are going to happen, we need to be at a different place of understanding how we can work these energies. And like Kutumi always said, it begins and ends with you. So you need to love, acknowledge, and see yourself in order for the world to see it. You need to embrace your beauty, your talent, your skills, your shadow, and accept that so that the external world can do it. It has to happen on the inside before it can manifest on the outside. And it is also been, you know, shared with us for decades now that it is the state of our inner world that is determining the state of our external world. So every part that we are at war with within ourselves is reflected in the external world of wars that are waging on Mother Earth. And, you know, if we take however many people there are on the planet, I think, 7.2 billion or something like that. Of those 7.2 billion people, how many are truly at a place of emotional and spiritual intelligence where they are acknowledging that the inner world needs to change before the external world can change? So when we look at that relatively in terms of, you know, the percentage-wise, it is a drop in the ocean of people who are at that level of emotional and spiritual intelligence. And the ocean is the amount of people that are not there yet. So we do have our work cut out for us. But the thing is, the more we are determined to continue doing that, the day will come, and I know this, I absolutely feel this in my body, that the day is going to come where there are no more issues. Where even if there is maybe unattended stuff, it won't matter anymore. Because the place that I will find myself in terms of sitting within that transcended potential, the insecurities and that lower vibration of the old world paradigm and the dark, challenging traits of Lord Saturn will have been overcome. I would have risen above that. And I believe that's what all the people who are working these projects with me are aiming for as well. So that is, from my perspective, my very long-winded perspective, and take on the vital importance of doing this. And even if you are questioning, you know, why must we now go and face issues from the past? And if I'm harping on issues from the past, isn't it going to make more of a comeback? Then if you don't want to acknowledge that, then turn your head to the heavens and look what the planets are doing. The planets don't lie, because there is no amount of money on God's green earth that can ever change the cycle of a planet or what it's doing. That is just, that is there. So let God speak then through the mystical language of astronomy and astrology, and follow that map yourself. And by you following that map and studying the archetypes and the psychology behind these planetary spirits, you will discover the same answer for yourself that you hear Faith and I speaking about, because we have found those treasures on our journey through the sacred language of the cosmos. You got that, Faith?
This is excellent. I've taken a ton of notes. I will tell you that even if you don't understand astrology, listening to this, I'm sure everybody has had the experience of understanding those things of, I am not good enough in any way. And before understanding the planetary spirits, your God's plan for you, as you know, you've heard those terms, if you're new to our show, is your birth chart when you took your first breath. This is the way the constellations and the skies looked, and basically that became the energies imprinted upon you at that moment in time.
Hi, Faith. Okay, now I don't know who's hearing who or not hearing who. I think Faith might have dropped off the call. Okay, so basically, I'm just going to wait and see if Faith comes back on and if we are still communicating. Basically, the process that I think each person or each of you will gain great relief or find some kind of relief is knowing that it is necessary to allow ourselves time to mourn the things that happened to us in our lifetime. We need time to perhaps even grieve over the parts of ourselves that we lost during our childhood years. And not everyone had a crazy, challenging upbringing, but for those who did, it's important that you acknowledge the gift or the benefits that eventually come from giving yourself some kind of mourning, grieving period or process to digest the things that happened to you. Now, my journey in this lifetime has definitely not been a bed of roses. As most of those who've been following my work and listen to my show on a regular basis. And for our new listeners, it's been a very interesting journey. I've gained a huge amount of field experience in a whole bunch of different areas of life. But the most important thing for me has been the tremendous sense of, sorry, I'm looking for the right word here, probably inner freedom that I have connected with in just going back to certain really life-changing and very traumatizing experiences and working through it. Some of these experiences I've had to address on countless occasions because, as I said at the beginning of the show, sometimes, we're going into deeper and deeper layers of certain issues until eventually you're gonna get to the center of the onion. There's gonna be no many layers left. There's gonna be no more layers left. That is the motivating force for me in terms of how the benefits of facing your dark self or your shadow, those benefits, you can't put a price on them. And that for me is just so amazing and so worth whatever it is that we go through that challenges us along this pathway. So the process of the shadow self or the inner darkness is also not there to destroy us or to shut us down. It's there to show us that there is more to what it is that we can experience in life. And this is going to come into play more and more as more and more people are challenged in their life on a day-to-day basis. More and more people are being brought to their knees. There are these debilitating things that are happening. There is more and more disease. More and more people are falling apart at the seams, asking questions, wanting direction. And those questions and that direction is now being shown to us. But the most important thing that needs to accompany that is a healthy new level of emotional and spiritual intelligence. Because the average person out there, and let's go back to the 7.2 billion ratio thing there, and you know, how many people are in actual fact emotionally and spiritually intelligent comparison to those who aren't, and that is dramatic in terms of how much we still need to do to break through the mass veil that is still keeping the masses on the other side in the old paradigm. And the only way that people can truly pass into the new paradigm is through free will and choice. And the way life changing and the dynamics, the way they have shifted, every person's higher self or soul self is also trying to alert them to the fact that there is this giant ascension bell that is ringing super loud, alerting all the souls that the time has arrived for this gargantuan ascension wave to take place, and that the shift is happening. So souls are wreaking havoc in their human selves' life in the attempt to wake that human aspect of themselves up, because this change needs to occur. And the only way that humans in general take note or will listen is when it's something that has completely tipped them off their high horse and off that lower ego pedestal. And when we brought to that position, that is when we find that new dynamic of the new paradigm coaxing us to move beyond the veil of our illusions and come and just explore what the new paradigm has to offer. And I personally, through my journey, can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, absolutely, I have experienced that. I have experienced moving through those dark veils. My challenges came with health scares. And through those health scares, I was, though already awake to a degree, I became more aware of what I was doing to myself, because I had an idea, or I had created this expectation of myself to be something in order to make sure that I am giving enough to everyone, because for me, just it was never enough. Didn't matter how much I gave or how much I shared or expressed, it was just never enough. And that was the spiral I'd create. And really having taken control for myself, for what I needed in order to ensure that my health stays cancer-free, that all the organs in my body remain healthy, and that I continue to thrive as I, you know, carry on with the rest of my life, there were some really big things in myself that I needed to face about myself and personally take up with myself and no one else. And all of us need to reach that point at some stage as well. And when we reach that point, that's also when we come to find that there is so much more to the ridiculous, dramatic, petty demands we place on ourselves and others, the expectations that we project into the world, which we then reject or retaliate against when that expectation is not met. And this then leads to further, you know, fighting and arguing and warring and this displacement of all these fire energies that cause so much pain and so much suffering. So there are multiple layers to how we are coming to engage in the process of facing our shadow. And emotional and spiritual intelligence is a key component, because it is the evolutionary cornerstones of our human self as we progress now. Technologically, there is no stopping the evolution of technology. I mean, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and all these other systems that are now being used for prolonging life, stem cell replacement is another one. Transferring consciousness from one brain to another brain. There is so much happening that could very well threaten the existence of the organic human as we know it. And the only reason why that is happening is because there is not any emotional or spiritual intelligence behind the drive of those energies. People need to become more humanitarian, or should I say, they should adopt more of a humanitarian consciousness and awareness. And that is what is most important for us right now, so that we can actually save the process of saving Mother Earth and saving our planet. So it's such an not a sensitive process. It's such a imperative process of becoming less attached to the drama and more connected to the desire for peace, for humility, forgiveness, compassion. And when we strive for those energies, and in the interim, or whilst we are striving towards these energies, so it is that we discover the things that are having a negative impact and preventing us from achieving the joy, compassion, forgiveness, whatever it may be. So it's a natural part of the process. It is a natural connection into connecting with the shadow or the darkness or the self-sabotaging imprint, connecting with that whilst we are striving for that joy and peace. So that does not mean that you are deliberately going back to an issue and spending months and months and months focusing only on one specific issue, not moving beyond it, not choosing to extract the wisdom from it, and just wallowing there. That is different. That is going to bring your energy down. But when you remain fluid, that is when the whole dynamic of the energy changes. So, alrighty, I've got some text messages here from Faith, and it seems like Faith can't hear me either. So I have no idea what is going on here. This is the technological aspect of it that is quite amusing. So what I am going to do is, hold on, I've got another call coming in here. Hold on. Hello?
It's me.
It's you!
What the heck happened? Okay. I was talking like a crazy woman. Did you hear any of it?
Nothing. I have also been
my
talking.
My phone because... line completely dropped for some odd reason.
My God.
You didn't hear a word I had to say?
Not a single word. So I've been talking, and I've been talking, not sure if our listeners can hear me or if they're still listening to you. So there might have been little parts where it sounded a little bit garbled and jumbled up, and that's because I'm seeing your messages come through. And okay, so I'm so glad we've got you back online.
Good
and
Lord, George, that is bizarre because my phone, that my everything's working, so that was a definite intended intervention.
Yes,
there.
Yes,
okay, there was
yes.
No reason for that to happen.
Good Lord. So yes. What I was saying yes. was that mm-hmm. what you mentioned earlier about the spontaneity of healing, I could not have mm-hmm. put that better. As a result of doing the recent project, I did some deep dive in some areas that I had the little gremlins running in my mind about. And facing it at times was daunting because it really hurt my feelings, these things that people would say, do, whatever. And addressing the positives of that where people wouldn't have fear and looking at these were my gifts in life instead, and really using what you talked about or what we talked about earlier about self-love, self-worth, it hit me out of the blue the other day that this no longer was bothering me. It was through the house, and I felt this lift from me in a way that was like somebody taking a wet army blanket off of me from the inside. And it was so fabulous. I felt like that, oh, moment.
Yes.
And all these ideas came forward and the spontaneity of creative thoughts, and couldn't wait to do certain things that used to hold me back. It's very worth it. So for me, I just want to explain, knowing myself was key in getting to the core of what was holding me back so that I could focus on what my light was, and that for me, what might be debilitating to others, for example, Mercury is a planet that is our thinking, our logic. It also is our duality. It's the you suck, no, you don't, you're great, you suck, no, you don't, you're great kind of mental gymnasium in our, you know, psyche. And for me, it's through the constellation of Sagittarius, which is not logical at all. Sagittarius is all about big dreams, philosophy. It's an awesome sign, the conflict in astrology, if you will. It's considered in detriment. And it's also retrograde for me. So I take things very personally. It's slower for me to catch on to things, perhaps learning, it's education. So what I do instead is I use my logic to approach spirituality, and it really helped me to use my intellect, as you wrote in our readings and understanding our own astrology. I use the intellect to pierce my intellect. So I use my logic to address understanding the spiritual ways and how things work here to help me with any areas of self-worth, self-love, and whatever. And basically what I was talking about was the law of fair exchange and understanding that even if you didn't understand astrology, you didn't know about the laws or any of these things, we've always been taught that the power of love, there is nothing more powerful. And as Saint Germain taught me before I met Michelle and the other beings of light, like Kazumi Agrippa, who's the Kohan of the Ray of Love and Wisdom, and says, you know, to really know yourself. And if we understood the power of love, we'd accept nothing else in our experience because there is nothing more powerful. The law of fair exchange is really understanding that. The law of fair exchange is the first law of our universe, and it demands the equal exchange of giving and receiving, period. And the quality of that is very important. And the first pillar of the four in the law of fair exchange is you. Then it's your family, spouse, or mate if you have one. Then it's relationships. And then it's your career and creativity. And since so many of us are in survival mode, I understand that. I'm a part of that as well and have been in the past. We tend to address our careers first, not realizing that the most important pillar of yourself, if you haven't fixed those areas or addressed those areas of lack of self-worth, self-respect, self-love, and really see the higher qualities of yourself and your light, you're going to drag that stuff through your relationships, your marriage, whatever it is, and certainly into your career. So really the beauty of these planets in giving us these retrogrades to once and for all rise above those things that we really give the reins of our life to, which the lower ego so desperately clings to. This is the key to really being that phoenix rising from the ashes that Michelle talks about. It will set you free in ways I cannot begin to explain. Then you can really see that you've got this time on earth. Enjoy it. What is it that you're going to do while you're here? Honor that time here. What do you want people to say about you when you leave here because you feel so great about it? And that's basically, in a nutshell, what I was going off on when I lost my phone line. So I think this is really key to understanding. You know, this is a difference between us and our loved ones. Maybe you're mourning the loss of someone, and it's hard for you to move on. You know, the difference between us and them is this physical body, we're still here. We came here to transcend these parts of ourselves so that we can join that joy that they're enjoying on that other side. So really give yourself this time to do this. Be selfish. This is so important. This is not a time to do a makeover, change your looks. This is, it will backfire on you. This is all about inner work. Don't focus on your new wardrobe. This is all the opposite of what this energy is about. It isn't telling you. It is the first line of finding peace and order. It is where your light is. Light is a physical manifestation of love, and that is order and peace as well. So this is a very exciting time looking at those little gremlins in your mind. There is nothing more important, and this is a time of accountability and responsibility as we move into the new mental, emotional, and spiritual higher ways that is birthing here. So you can decide where you want to be in this. You can be in this as it's starting or at the other end of it. If you're the head of a family, emotionally and spiritually, learn this for yourself so that you can then explain to others how you did it. It is life-changing when you can do this for yourself. If you want to know more or want help with this, this is why I'm here. This is, wouldn't you agree, this is my blueprint, Michelle? That's why I'm so excited about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Faith, absolutely. You know, what I'm finding is so interesting, while you were talking and I was talking away, I was actually just telling our listeners about in the process of facing our darkness and shadow, sometimes we actually need to mourn the parts of ourselves that we lost or that got damaged and broken and wounded along the way as we've walked through this lifetime. And a lot of us haven't been given that time to grieve the authentic parts that we've lost. And sometimes we brought to that point of having to really face some profound life changes so that we can actually be brought to the realization that there are things from our past that we need to address, so that we can mourn it, grieve it, and be it lost innocence or, you know, lost power, whatever it may be, that is part of the grieving and mourning process. I find it so amazing.
That's a very good point.
You're talking about grieving and mourning. I was talking about that as well.
Oh, and it's an awful feeling, but necessary. Give yourself that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I was saying, also is, in, you know, once you've gone through the process, the relief that you feel, that sense of inner freedom, no amount of money can buy. You can't put a price tag on that. And the other thing is, you know, in us striving for forgiveness, compassion, joy, peace, love, all those things, as we journey that spiral stairway to our personal peace of heaven, along the way we are going to encounter things that lack love or need to be forgiven as we strive to merge completely with those qualities. So it's not a case of going back and wallowing on an issue. It is things that we come across whilst we are strengthening our own emotional and spiritual intelligence. And, you know, that is something that is key as well in relation to what you were talking about as well, Faith. The evolution of human beings on an emotional and spiritual level is, I can't even think of a word to use to describe how vitally important it is. And you, yes, Faith, have that gift of just putting it into such an easy, unintimidating way of looking into that energy. And, you know, anybody having a difficulty trying to understand their personal process and what's happening for them and how the energy is affecting you and what it all means, Faith can most certainly help you to dissect that. Faith's a Virgo rising, so to dissect it and analyze it and put it into bite-sized pieces and make it a practical, orderly process where chaos is, because anything Virgo that is not in a state of order is in a state of chaos. That is the thing with Virgo.
Yeah.
So that is another one of your talents, Faith, is that you can bring order to chaos. So any of our listeners, if it's you or family members or friends or children, having that kind of hard time of establishing order within the chaos, then Faith, I think that would be something wonderful that you could help our listeners and their extended family and full of friends with, because it is vital. Yes, but also for people to understand the simplicity of what, of the simplicity of the process of reaching emotional and spiritual maturity and intelligence. Because, I mean, just for example, and we've spoken about this before, and if I'm deviating from where you want to go, Faith, then just pull me back.
No.
But if you just take a look at social media networking, you have a look at what's going on Facebook. I don't really follow Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is where I do most of my interaction, and it's primarily Palace of Peace interaction. I don't put a lot of my personal life up there. But if you have a look around, here is technology where we have access to each other's homes, each other's mind, personal life, family, everything. It's right there in our face. And look at what's going on there, how people are cyberbullying each other, shaming each other, exposing each other with nude photographs, gossiping. It is shocking. It's absolutely atrocious. And the amount of spiritual groups that I don't even post my stuff in anymore because of the childish, immature lack of spiritual awareness, or not even spiritual awareness. That is actually not what I'm looking for. That's not the word I want to use. The lack of respect for self and others. The lack of that humanitarian connection. Everyone is so self-absorbed and wrapped up in their own ego-motivated opinions that they do not even see in their arguing and trying to get their opinion across and prove that their opinion is correct because they've done this course and they've done that workshop, that they are just fueling the very thing that they were arguing about not doing or not being a part of. And that is how gullible most people are that claim to be on the spiritual path but are not doing anything about cleaning up their own act. And for me, I think that has been the most, or the area where I have seen most how important it is for the people who are on board, the people who are seeing this disease that is taking over technologically, and actually just take matters into their own hands and work on themselves. And through that, the energy is going to have a ripple effect, because we are changing the electromagnetic frequency of the energy around us. That is going to create such a dynamic ripple that eventually it's going to shatter all of those false paradigms. But we must not give fuel to the, call them miscreants, these energies that are creating all this drama and arguing. And remember, WAR is an acronym for We Are Right. So everyone's trying to prove themselves right. WAR breaks out. Where is humility? Where is compassion? Where is respect for self and others, and not engaging in that kind of technological warfare to a degree? So I would like to encourage as many of our listeners as possible to make a concerted effort to leave groups, where they are on Facebook, Twitter, wherever it is, that are indulging in these supercharged lower ego energies, which Venus in Leo is going to highlight. There's going to be a lot of drama, and it's going to be, the lower ego is going to be rife everywhere. But we don't have to buy into that, because that is what the average person in the street is probably going to encounter, who is not aware in the sense of what we have been speaking about today. So I want to put that in context. I'm not speaking down to anyone. I'm saying people who are not on this path, that is going to be something that might really challenge them. But having said that, there are people who do not follow this path specifically, but are on their own spiritual quest, their own pathway of living a good life, and I acknowledge that as well. So for me personally, I find the social media network despicable in terms of how it feeds that virus of darkness and lower ego consciousness.
You brought up another point, too, that I liked a lot, that understanding, letting go of these areas, frequency change is what I'm trying to say. You know, we have people listen to this program of all different backgrounds. So, you know, for those that are new, there's one vibration, and there's one source or God, goddess, whatever term you use. Michelle and I say the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. So what separates us is what that energy, that vibration beats at. So a lower vibration is that lower ego consciousness of lack, poverty consciousness, victim consciousness, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable enough, whatever those things are. And then you have the higher frequency that says prosperity consciousness, victory consciousness, unconditional love, those higher frequencies. So doing that inner work will shift that vibration for you, and making choices that fuel you and make you feel better about yourself, the longer you hold a higher vibration, that's when other things in your life will come to you that are different, that are your peace and heaven on earth that you want in your life, harming none. But what people don't understand, and we've talked about this on other shows, is what you're attracted to in your heart is what you're attracting to you. It's not just what you think about. And when you really believe these dark aspects of yourself, you hold that in your heart, you're going to see the same situations play over and over again, because again,
It's energy, and it's not the universe rewarding or punishing you or God leaving you. God helps those who help themselves is understanding this is how it works here on earth. So looking to change things in your life, even if it's just a baby step to help you, it works. I remember as simple as wanting to, I knew I was working on my emotional, mental, and spiritual body for years. It's the nature of who I am and the work that I do and my blueprint and why I'm here. But my physical body wasn't, I noticed, on that same level. And we're in times now where body, mind, spirit needs to be balanced. They're not separate. That's part of our spiritual awakening, our emotional, mental, and spiritual maturing is understanding these things. And I decided that why would I choose something that was a chore that I hated to do and not focusing on that and not at all being about my body not being good enough. It was raising myself to a higher level of health. And that's, Michelle, that's when I found my Zumba. I couldn't even do the first song. I was so out of shape, and it was so complicated. But I love to dance, and I cannot dance. Forgive me, but I don't know how to explain. I'm a white person, and I didn't care because I really like to dance. I'm an educator, okay? When you look at my chart, if you understand it, I need to know how things work. I need to know how the moves are. Then I can match it to the feeling of the music, and then it's awesome sauce. I just get into it. So I know me, I know how things work, and I stuck with it, and it brings me such joy. I dance like nobody's watching. My inner child loves it. I am in such a good mood. I'm mouthing the words to the music, butchering the language, I am sure, to whatever the song is that's playing in another from another country, I don't care, but my vibration is so escalated and it stays there for several hours, and I don't look at myself in the mirror. I just feel myself and myself in my body and what it is to move. Most of us don't like ourselves, let alone our bodies. So what does that mean? We're not grounded. Hello? We are on earth in physical form, and if we're not grounded, we can't manifest. We're walking magic wands. We're our own conjuring tools. Whatever we think of in our ideas and things that we want to bring through, it's through our upper energy centers known as chakras. Those ideas come through, and walking on earth, the chakras below our heart chakra, is the actions we take, our beliefs, and our feeling safe here, and our creativity, and our own light. We can't ground that. We can't make those things happen. And until we understand that we can change it, this is how things work, we won't see those changes manifest here. So thinking about going back to what you said about frequencies, I think this is really awesome information to understand. Self-love, self-worth, those things are triggering the problems in our lives, whether it's addiction to being sad, it's an addiction to food or drugs, all of those things are an indication of where, yes. Elaborate on that, please. That's where the healing is being asked for.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interject there.
No. Go.
But have you noticed how people will, some people will always look at the what if and why it won't work out and why something needs to be feared? It's like everything is painted with a brush called fear. And it's like there's an addiction to that fear because as long as they are afraid of everything in life, then they feel alive. The fear is the rush.
Well, and it sure doesn't help if you were raised in that environment and then you're out in school and work and it's supported there too, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Faith, you said something earlier on about in relation with the frequency and how what you focus on is what you, you know, draw into your energy field and what you are attracted to as well. So if that subconscious vibration is attached to wounds, whatever they may be, that is why it is so necessary to address our inner darkness. And that is why I want to say, does focusing on our wounds create more wounds? No. It is ignoring them, denying them, and trying to numb them off with all kinds of addictions or run away with it, run away from it with all kinds of, you know, denials and whatever it may be, that is what's going to keep that the hounds of hell chasing you. Because our past, our wounds, our darkness, whatever it is, it's going to hound us until we actually stop, turn around and face that big monster and see that it's actually not such a big monster. So that's what I wanted to just put in there, Faith.
That is really important. I think that is, and to understand that actually your soul wants you to face that. And I guarantee it will continue and things will continue to escalate because you decided before you incarnated that this would be your particular challenge. And you knew that you would rise above it. And understanding that in today's time is key. It's really never known for sure if you will do it or not, but your soul and you know that you have what you need inside of you to do it. And I think that this is the key. Go ahead.
Sorry, Faith, can I carry on?
I think this is a key to what we bring in the programs here, and that's what I always like to come back to, is that these programs are about living a soul-led life. You're always going to hear people at the shadow, like Debbie Ford did, has an amazing body of work she's done on the shadow effect, I think it's called. You will always hear things about that. And Michelle and I do this program to help people understand why, and it's for soul living. You came here to be, to experience life in all of its many different shades so that you could grow emotionally, mentally, spiritually from it. So we want you to feel empowered to know how things work here so that you have a responsibility to your soul to do some of these things that are challenging you, and to know that you're not alone, and emailing us to help you, whatever it is, whatever those questions are, this is a really important time for us. And I'm sorry that I sound so excited if you're feeling so daunted, but I know you wouldn't be listening or for this long if you didn't have it within you to rise above it. You may just not know how to approach it. So go ahead, Michelle. What were you going to...
Well, I was just amused again because you just brought up something that I was also talking about when you and I weren't sure who could hear us and who couldn't. I was also speaking about how the soul is now trying to alert everyone that this giant ascension clock is ringing, giving warning, or not warning, alerting everyone to the fact that the shift is happening. This is the huge turning point. So souls, the higher aspect of ourself, the soul is going out of its way to wake its human counterpart up in order to use free will, which is vitally important, to step through the veils of the old paradigm world into exploring certain aspects of the new paradigm world and seeing that the golden age of peace does exist, and that is what we're working towards. So it's, if people can see that the things that are challenging them, as you said, is not there to destroy them. But it's the ascension bell ringing, saying it's time for us to now complete the cycle, because we're moving to the next elevated level of learning within this university of life that Mother Earth is. So that is also crucial in us understanding why there is such this big hype about clearing our past, because we are now reaching that stage where we can clear our slates completely, where we get to the center of the onion and there's no more layers. We are heading towards that. It's real. I have been given the confirmations. I have experienced it firsthand. I believe 100% in the visions that I've been shown, because in the 19 years that I have been channeling and teaching professionally, it is now, post-2012, that we are receiving physical, tangible evidence, proof that everything we've been doing has been worth it. The healing is happening. The rising above certain debilitating issues is happening. It's happened. The spontaneous healings, as I was talking about, we are being set free. And all we need to do is make peace with ourselves, with our inner world, with who we are. And that is the Alpha and the Omega inside of us, as you mentioned earlier on about the Alpha and the Omega faith, and what this Middle East Phase 1 project has actually delivered to all of us. And when there's inner peace and calm, that stillness inside, nothing's going to faze you. No one's going to push buttons. There's going to be no fear. You're not going to worry where things that are going to be coming from. You're going to follow your inspiration and creativity. It doesn't mean to say that you're going to sit back and not do anything. The inspiration, the creativity, the energy motivating you is going to be such a force driving you that you are going to just be focused on expanding this magnificent creative inspirational force, which contributes to the greater good of the whole. And that is how the Golden Age of Peace is going to come into manifestation in our reality, in terms of how we used our free will and chosen to face our darkness and shadow. That is what we are going to see. That is going to be part of the reward for all our efforts placed. And I mean, now talking sort of way out there stuff, the Arcturians, that world exists. They prepared the Golden Age of Peace, that world, as we would imagine the Golden Age of Peace, it is in existence. We now need to bring it into this, it's almost like a grid, if I can describe it like that, where it merges with Mother Earth as we know it, and that becomes the predominant experience of life on Earth. And those who do not use their free will to pass through the veils of the old paradigm world into the new paradigm world will continue experiencing that kind of experience until eventually their free will is used and they choose something different to original choices. And that is part of the spiritual and emotional evolution of mankind. But mankind is so far behind in comparison to where technology is evolving to, that there needs to be quite a fast catch up, if you ask me.
I think that we're so stuck in our thinking body that's so negative. At least that's because that's my own experience with my Mercury in detriment, you know, about I've always been a very positive person my whole life. But after several decades of just being beaten down, I went into a hiding that was just awful. And didn't want to even be here anymore at times. It was just so not me. And really, for me, I'll say it again, I just really had to use the logic of spirituality to pull myself out of it by looking at the big picture and saying, well, for goodness sakes, why the hell am I here?
you know, what, because especially when you lose people to death, it does make you think often and more deeply about what's it all about, Alfie, you know, what's the purpose of life, who am I, you know, and it's really a good thing. And that really pulled me out of it, right? Is that would you agree is your experience?
Absolutely, Faith. I mean, when I was diagnosed with the stage 3 melanoma cancer last year, the first thing that I had to face in myself and also kind of like say, okay, this is now enough, was my challenge around suicidal thoughts. And wanting to end my life. I mean, I'd been battling depression since I was 15 years old. I tried to take my own life for the first time at 15. Then being given a death sentence and saying, okay, well, your death wish is granted.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, oh, my God. No. I want to live. I want to live. And being given my death certificate and saying, okay, well, here we go. We'll do it quite quickly. You know, it's the most aggressive form of skin cancer. You'll be out of here in 6 months. I realized how badly I wanted to live and that my depression was just a smokescreen for how desperately I wanted to live. And the gift of cancer completely shifted my perspective. And that is when I, given myself that inverted commas, come to Jesus talk, now girlfriend, get over yourself kind of thing, it was the most phenomenal shift in consciousness for me as a person, and it's been, 8 months? And
that's amazing. You're so healthy.
Yes, I chose not to go conventional. For those who are new listeners, I decided to go 100% natural. Going back to what you were saying, Faith, about applying the spiritual principles, when I was at that moment of facing death's door in terms of, okay, am I going to accept this death certificate or am I going to hand it back? I then went into applying everything that I have been taught spiritually by my master initiator and master guide, who is Kutumi Agrippa. He is the ascended master I have been channeling for the past 19 years. And Mary Magdalene, not as long, probably the past 10 years, give or take. But the putting those principles into practice, it works. It absolutely works. And I don't sit with the same level of anger, resentment, bitterness, whatever it was that I was harboring that gave birth to that disease in my body. And I've had cancer, and it's been twice, the cancer. It was in 2013 when I came back from Bali. And then now in November, I clearly didn't get the message first time around. I needed my ass kicked a second time, which my soul did, and got the much wanted response out of me. Okay, I'm staying. I'm not going. I want to stay here. So, and I love life. And it was challenging after my diagnosis, and I was chosen love, joy, and peace. But you know, I was kind of like expecting, well, the love, joy, and peace is going to be there. And from my birthday in January until about April, May, I went through hell, absolute torture of, you know, having to deal with things in my environment that I could not control, disrupting my apple cart, disrupting my space that I was trying to create. But so much was gifted through dealing with those issues, not rejecting them or resisting them or, rejecting and resisting. It was, I had to go into it. And the gift, again, as I've said, there is no price tag to it. Because even billionaires on this planet cannot feel the way I feel at times, and I'm sure many of you feel at times, without going into that place within themselves. Their money, their billions cannot buy that feeling unless they're willing to do the work themselves, on themselves. And that's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. So for me, the purpose behind facing our darkness and shadow is perhaps one of our greatest purposes in this lifetime, to bring more of that compassionate, forgiving, joyful, peace-loving energy that we are choosing to anchor on Earth. And those are the pillars that Palace of Peace are focusing on in conjunction with integrity, honesty, trust, and transparency. So if we take all of these qualities and we put them as support structures in our life, joy, compassion, forgiveness, peace, love, integrity, truth, trust, honesty, and transparency, you are sitting on 9 support pillars of energy, which represent unconditional love and represents the end of one phase. And as we begin a new phase, it's the 9 months in gestation. It's Mother Moon's energy of those 9 energies or those 9 aspects that we come to meet in developing our physical body from conception to birth. So there are so many hidden messages and underlying vibrations that we can benefit from if we just keep our hearts and our minds open to what exists beyond our wounds and our darkness and dance with the shadow rather than try and kill it off.
Did you ever see the movie The Bucket List?
Did I? I think I might have. That's an old
movie. It was Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, and they're both dying, and they go off together. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes.
I remember
their
visit to Egypt, and Morgan Freeman's character, he said, the Egyptians say that you have to answer yes to these 2 questions to get into the gates of heaven. Do you remember this? And the question was, the questions were, did you find joy while you were here on Earth? And the second question was, did you bring joy to others?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That is,
I don't know what made me think of that.
Yeah.
If you find this, and
well,
if you don't feel, to me, that's the ticket to the Palace of Peace inside. When you feel better about yourself and standing in your light, instead of because of others criticizing you, whether it's family, people in your whatever your circle. Just remember, they are projecting don't like about themselves onto you. You just could be the trigger that reminds them of what they wish they were more like. And people don't think of that. So these are many reasons why Michelle and I have talked about it is worth the work. It will set you free. A lot of what we are going through, we came here to rise above. It could be something that's been through our lineage and generations. It could be the way you were raised and your parents were raised. There's so many reasons. But we have the ability to stop that now and not let it continue. And when we do this work, it's our soul's work, and it also helps free our ancestral, all our people that are passed before us and those that are coming in the future. So that if you are in service and service-minded, that might help you become selfish. It did me. When I realized that putting myself first would benefit those I love most, and these are the reasons why, I just kicked a rock and said, okay, let me do this. And it changed my life. I made it a priority many, many years ago. And there are easy, simple things that you can do that I would love to help you with, baby steps you need to take. And these times are very different. So it won't be as laborious and awful as you may have thought or has been in the past. So anyway, I thought that movie was a good movie.
It was, yes, great. Thank you so much, Faith. And as we close off for today's show, I would like to invite our listeners to visit my website, palaceofpeace.net, and to take a look around if you're not familiar with what exactly it is that I do. There is loads of information, free channelings, there's generous excerpts to all the channelings that are available on my website. And then also visit Faith. Faith's website is www.faithparent.net, and you will see how our work links together beautifully and perfectly. So thank you, Faith, for being with me today and for our sharing, albeit a bit of an interruption there. So never a dull moment. So thank you so much, Faith. Thank you to our listeners, and have a wonderful week, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thank you, Faith.
And please feel free to email me, because Michelle is extremely busy, faith@faithparent.net. And we'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Michelle. I love you dearly. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you, Faith. And you too. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye-bye now.